Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment from April 7th, 2021, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. She loves him, but is not in love with him. Ooh, ouch. This guy is obviously in pain. Doc breaks it down for him. Don't forget to visit DocLove.com often for more freebies, including a free dating course and a contest where you can win nearly $500 of Doc's best materials in 2021. Also, you need the system at DocLove.com/system. It changed the lives of thousands around the world. And if you ever doubt that, read the You Changed My Life letters at DocLove.com/system. All right, let's find out what this guy should do.
Will, 50 years young from Canada. And Will, what's your question on the Doc Love Show?
My question, my partner after 6 years tells me I've got all the qualities she loves, the attributes, the loyalty, the commitment, and she loves me, but she's not in love with me. What the hell's that?
That's the worst form of rejection. That is a fantastic example of womanese. You know what? Girls used to tell me this. And I would say, you know what? I really wish you would hate my guts and fall in love with me. Because what she's telling you is, did she love you at one time? Was she all over you at one time?
Yes.
And, okay, out of the 6 years, how long were her feelings intense? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 months?
2 years intense.
Okay. And then you felt it drop.
Yes.
Your stomach was telling you, okay. And so what you did, you went in and talked to her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the wrong thing to do. Why?
Why?
You should have withdrawn. You should have backed off. You should have been more independent and not asked her about those type of things until she felt the chill, the cold, or the distance, and that she would come to you and say anything wrong. Say, no, honey, everything's great. We're still deeply in love. But what the man does is he goes in and he tries to talk her into raising interest level. And that hurts his cause. It lowers interest level. They go to counseling, and then they sit there, and the counselor says, Jill, your interest level is 55. It should have been 85. You got to move it back up to 85. And Jill says, no, I can't, because he's all over me. I feel like I have no space. I can't breathe. He's following me around like a little puppy begging for love. That conversation, you're not going to see or hear. But that's what really goes on in Jill's mind when this is happening. So are you living together?
Yes.
You have to be distant. And I would throw her out. I'm not telling you to do that. But me, I won't stay with a woman who doesn't love me. But what you got to do is memorize the dating dictionary and learn to be more independent and not go to her when you feel a little bit of something's off. You can't go and talk to a woman. So what do? I just pull back and be more independent.
What about counseling? You're telling me right now counseling is
not... No waste of time.
Sorry?
It's a waste of time. A counselor can't raise your girlfriend's interest level. She can go to a counselor 20 hours a day, and the counselor can say, you know, Will, your boyfriend Will is the greatest, and this, and this, and this, and this. But if she were honest, she'd come back and say, yeah, but he's always bugging me. He's asking me what's wrong. If he'd just leave me alone, maybe I'd come around to him. But no, he can't do that. Well, men don't do that. Men don't pick up on those type of things. Men aren't built to be that way. So I'm defending you here. But the thing is this, once that interest level started to drop back at the second half year, that's when you should have been more independent. She has to touch me. She has to kiss me. She has to initiate compliments, everything, until her interest level gets back up into the 90s. This is what you do. As soon as that interest level drops, 95 to 85, you guys withdraw. Most guys rationalize. Well, maybe she's just not in a good mood. And then it goes to 75, and she's making her little zingers at you and putting you down. And then it goes to 65, and she's, oh, please don't touch me. That's all you ever think about. And then at 55, she's finding everything wrong with you, which she delighted in when her interest level was 95. And then when it hits 49, this is when you get, I love you, but I'm just not in love with you. As if being in love with you is going to help. It's completely different. I'm in love with my dog and my grandma. But it doesn't compare to the love I have, romantic love I have for a girl.
Got it. Ignore her.
Ignore her. No, don't be cold. I want you to be cordial. I don't want you to do a 180. I want you to slowly, the hose is going out in this big 50-gallon potted plant, and it's the water's overrunning on the side. I want you to turn the hose down slowly. I just want a little, I want that water to drip out. And so just slowly move back, and if her interest level is 51, we can turn her. If her interest level is 49 or less, nothing's going to change it, because once it goes 51-49, you're out, I'm sorry to say.
Well, let me ask one more question.
Sure. Take your time, babe.
All of a sudden, she now wants to get new furniture, update the place.
Doc finishes up this call in the April 7th, 2021 show. Get it now at docloveclub.com. About an hour of audio and so much more. Hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles exclusively in the Doc Love Club. Docloveclub.com. See you next week. Thanks for being here.